Wilson getting the final warm-up now. Alou will be the leadoff batter. Francona and Aaron to follow up. And we've got a pitcher's duel through the first three innings. Houston, no runs on two hits. The Braves, no runs and no hits. Felipe Alou grounded out second to first, his first try. He came on hitting 286 with seven homers and 17 runs batted in. One of the truly fine all-around ball players. Felipe is up there. Ready to go. Wilson rocks back and delivers. First pitch is in there for strike call. A beauty. Are you chunking in there, Don? Fans, you're really missing a treat when you're missing these games. Be out here tomorrow night if you can't make it right now, along about now. If you're in the vicinity, come on and see some of the action today. Here's the pitch. Foul up and to the right side for a foul strike two. Tomorrow night, the St. Louis Cardinals. Bob Gibson and Mike Cuellar. Wilson checking his time from Dave Adler. Dave did an outstanding job for us in the game last night. Here's the pitch. Ball just a little outside. One ball, two strikes. Just a couple of little departments now of improvement. Maybe a little better, a more effective relief pitching, and perhaps a little bit better base running. And we'll be on our way. As far as home runs now, we were, about 4-1 behind the league against us just a couple of weeks ago. Now we're almost even up with the National League in home runs. The Astros have hit 41, and all of the league against us, 47 homers. In complete games now, I mentioned that starting pitching. We have completed 15, and the league against us, 16. So we're even up there. Here's the wind-up, the pitch. Swung on. A little number at the plate, foul. And the count is one ball, two strikes. Felipe has, in addition to seven homers, 13 doubles and three triples. And these are among his 67 hits. Gives you an idea of what this boy can do. You can give him the first baseman's glove, he'll go right there. He said yesterday that he hits better when he's playing first base, but he says, I'm not a first baseman, I'm an outfielder, and I'm happier out in the outer garden. All right, Wilson, rock back. Here it comes. Low and away, ball two, strike two. So Jimmy Wynn being the topic of conversation now, along with Rusty Staub and his red-hot batting average of 342. And like Gene pointed out, don't forget, Astomani has a nine-game hitting streak alive. And Eddie Matthews closing in on home run number 500. Don't miss it. Be here when it comes. It could happen tomorrow or the next night. The pitch. Swung on, grounded down to the second baseman. Gotab bobbled the ball, reaches, gets it close to first. Got him. Barry, what a play. This Gotab is quite a colorful performer out there. And gets the fleet-footed Alou for out number one. That brings on Tito Francona. Francona has hit well in the series. He's upped his average to 260. He was out his first time on a pop to short. Left-hand batter as Wilson brings on the first pitch now and swings on it for strike one. He did the same thing in the first time at bat today. Tito has six RBIs with one homer, one double. You get someone like the Francona to help out and fill in. Got a spot in and around as a substitute. High for the ball. One ball and one strike. And someone like Euchre to help out in catching, say, the knuckleballers. Well, right away, Torrey is injured and out for a couple of weeks, and Euchre becomes the regular catcher, and Tito is regular at first base for a while. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He tried to check it. He was tied up into a pretzel that time. That ball broke so sharply. Francona gives an argument to the umpire on that. Look, prime words there, and then they're back into position. Francona steps right up. One ball, two strikes, one out. Wilson operating. Here's the pitch from Don. Low and inside. Ball two and strike two. In the next inning at bat for Houston, Jackson, Wynn, and Staub. I like the way Wilson is pacing himself out there. As a rookie, I think he'd had 5 or 6 years behind him. The pitch swung on and missed, and he breezed him. It's five strikeouts for Don Wilson. He's my modern-day Dato Pace. That's what I've tagged him. He doesn't really have that old ethos set, nor does he have the hesitation set. I think Satchel featured his hesitation set. All right, now here's a look in by Wilson, and the great slugger Hank Aaron is up there. Here's the pitch, and it's low and away. One of the writers in our local sports page was interviewing Hank Aaron, and he asked about when he's going to get his 500th homer, and he said, well, I think I'll get it, but said, I'm going to have to hurry, or Jim Wynn is going to overtake me and beat me to it. Well, he's hitting him. The pitch, swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. Cubs in the match are in extra innings, 3-3. Outfield deep. Adley says, hold up. They want to look at the baseball. Aaron had the umpire call it in. It's one ball and one strike, two outs. Hank Aaron, the batter. Perhaps you have not been briefed on Aaron's work at the plate. And boy, you can say one thing. He's all around great. He has 43 RBI, 17 homers, 10 doubles, 1 triple, and a 329 average. Now Wilson is ready to bring it up. As he signed, is the 1-1 delivery on the way with two men down. Swung on and missed. He couldn't check it. He tried to pull out of it and hurt that left wrist. He comes out of there snapping that left hand around as if he has sort of pulled his wrist. One ball, two strikes. Wilson again with that high, hard one on the inside. That's what you call hard ball, fellas. Here's the windup, the pitch, and it's low and away, and he's getting faster and harder with those pitches. Ball two, strike two, two down. Mac Jones waiting to come up next. Hank Aaron has been up 223 times this year, and he has a total of 73 hits. Here's Wilson now with a 2-2 delivery to Hank Aaron. Struck him out, a swing and a miss, and he breezed him. Strikeout number six, twice in succession that he has mowed down Hank Aaron. Well, no runs, no hits, none left. There were no errors. And Wilson looked sensational. We go into the last half of the fourth inning. It's Houston nothing and the Braves nothing.